Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Sleep, Sunday the 4th of December. Sleep! World Cup show Sunday, England back in the fray, as expected yesterday. I said I didn't see any upsets, I thought the two favourites would go through. I think that's now 19 unbeaten for Louis van Gaal's Holland. I said in the preview, I think they're a little bit of a dark horse. I don't think they're playing with a great deal of flair, but getting the job done, nudging along, I just think they'll be tough to beat. And Argentina seem pretty straightforward from what I'm hearing. Perhaps a little bit of drama when Australia got the late one, but Messi marches on, and they were my, as I say, my pre-tournament pick, and they are sitting there now in the last eight. So we are down to 14 teams today. France take on Poland. France third favourites, and England fifth favourites taking on Senegal. England are 9.6 to win the World Cup, Senegal 150, and France 6.4, Poland 320. So that tells you what the market thinks of the two teams. France are up first, France Poland. I don't see any troubles for France today, 1.37. I'm sure Poland will huff and puff, and as I said in the group games, Lewandowski, particularly having got his goal now, seemed a great relief, can score against anybody, but man for man, when you look at it all over the pitch, France look like they are the team that will take the stopping, going all the way. You know, they could be either England or France could make the final. I think I see it out of those two in that side of the draw. France became, with that win, winning the group, became the first defending champions to make it out of the group since Brazil in 2006. Incredible, isn't it, that record? Last five times they've been in the last 16, they've won. I don't think we can read anything into the Tunisia result. I saw somebody trying to justify something about how hard football can be, or whatever, and when Brazil haven't won all their games, and France, you know, they've rested players, simple as that. They played a second string side and got beat, but it's given their all their big guns a bit of a rest. Poland have just been pretty shot shy, haven't they, and not really look like doing anything, so I cannot see anything other than a comfortable France win. I think we might see a couple of goals. There's nothing of value wise, but I think it's a good setup game for the 1.5, 20, 27, 35 if you did want to have a bet. I know some people have a urge to have a bet in every single game. If I was giving you one today, it would be the 1.5 on 20, 27, 35, and I think that France get the job done quite comfortably. England, I mean, we go into these games with trepidation, don't we? It should be a comfortable win, shouldn't it? I mean, England, you know, certainly the front line, you know, a wealth of talent, be it Rashford, Foden, Kane, Grealish to come on, Saka. We've just got a wealth of talent to play up front there. We should be far too good against a weakened Senegal without Mane. England have yet to lose in 20 games against African opposition, so let's hope, you know, I mean, all good runs come to an end, but let's hope that continues. I do think this whole side of the draw will be down to England and France, so yeah, again, it is a great opportunity. Even just to get to a final, even if you get beat, but African teams have lost 8 out of 9 World Cup matches against European opponents. Senegal beat Sweden, but you just don't want it going to penalties, do you? That's what we don't want. We don't want the old nervy penalties, so England need to go out and get the job done. I think they will. No massive value in the price, but I think 1.57 is not bad. Again, not having a bet in the game. it's another one of those. If England, particularly for those of you who watch the games, if England do look to be on it when they start, you can pretty much tell with England games, can't you, what way Southgate's going to go. I don't think anything's changed since I last watched one about 4 years ago. Whether he's going to come out and go for the throat or whether he's just going to sit and play defensively against teams like this, you've got to go out and just go and beat them. And if England do start on the front foot, then the over 0.5 first half goals looks a decent price at 1.6. A couple of people have asked me to explain what I mean when I said it's almost an instant bet. There's just prices that things get to. The easiest way is, as I said on the World Cup show, if somebody gave you 60-40 on a coin toss, you'd have to bet it. Irrespective of how, let's say you chose tails and heads came up 20 times, you've still got to keep having that bet. And the same is in football markets. Sometimes things get to prices where you just have to go, that is a definite bet or is a definite lay. And because of the nature of the first half goals in this tournament, it's the price has crept up, and I do think that they're getting, some of these are insta bets, but it's a game where I would, if I was watching, I'd wait and see how England started. If they started on the front foot, I'd probably enter the first half goal market on 20 minutes. But I know we've had some upsets in this World Cup, but we've seen some weakened teams play. I know Saudi Arabia and Germany, that didn't involve weakened teams. And Japan, Spain, but I'm talking about, when you've got massive gulfs here and France and Brazil and that not been in their games. I think today is a day that both the favourites go through yet again. I think that's where we're at, and when you get to these knockout stages, I just hope that England can go out and get it done. So that's it. Yes, obviously we've only got a couple of games to talk about a day. Netherlands through, Argentina through, I think England and France join them today. France, if I was getting involved, it would be the 1.5, 20, 27, 35. England, if I was getting involved, it would, tempting to back England and trade if they draw, if they take the lead rather. But it is England, we're all scarred, aren't we? And first half goals just looks a little bit big to me, particularly if England start on the front foot. Have a lovely Sunday, enjoy the match. I won't be watching, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.